We love this season. There's more to come. This coming Wednesday evening, we're going caroling throughout this community. Our whole church will be caroling throughout the community. It's going to be a lot of fun as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Maybe bring some of the Christmas joy to others. And, of course, that's what we'll do tonight. And because this is a season of traditions, right? Lots of traditions in this season. Well, and I want to begin this evening with one of our great traditions as Baptists. We're going to take an offering. And so I'm going to lead us in prayer. We're going to receive an offering. And Debbie over there is going to play offering receiving money music is what she's going to do. So she'll do that. And then in just a bit, we know you've worked hard. And we look forward to what you'll be sharing with us, choir and orchestra. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came into this world for us. Not because we deserved it, Father, but because you just loved us and you died for us. And this season, many in our world no longer understand what it's about. But we still do. And we will continue to praise you and celebrate your birth because it means our salvation. And Father, for any in this place tonight who've never recognized just what you did so they could live and have eternal life, let this night be that night for them, where they would give their heart to you. What a precious gift you gave in giving your life for us. What a gift we can give in giving our lives back to you. And so, Father, I pray that that will be indeed the case tonight. I pray for this offering that we will receive, God, that you'll continue to use it, enabling us to bring the gospel to this little corner of the world, but even beyond that, Father, all over the globe. Bless it as we receive it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. It is with great hope and anticipation that we enter into one of the most important worship seasons of the Christian calendar, the season of Advent. The Latin word for Advent literally means the coming. This season provides a way for Christians to relive Christ's coming to the world, born humbly as a baby in the small Judean village of Bethlehem. Advent also allows us to renew our welcome of Christ's coming to us personally, remembering that he died to redeem each one of us. And the season of Advent points us to the future as it reminds us of the hope that Christ will soon come again and establish his reign forever. Join me as we envision the days of the prophet Isaiah, one of the many prophets who ministered to God's people before Jesus was born. Allow yourself to enter into the longing and the expectation that stirred in their hearts as they anticipated God's promise of redemption. Isaiah would retell the stories of how God had been faithful to protect and provide for his people throughout history, and that even in the midst of their present trials, God would prove himself faithful. He would send the Messiah to rescue them from their captivity, both physically and spiritually.
A son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of the government and the peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time and forever. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with a child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
Everything inside me cries for order. Everything inside me wants to hide. Is the shadow an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Some would tell me I'm only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes. And before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is He, blessed am I, be
Every birth is special, but this night, this child was something very different. Oh, I'm sure he cried like other babies. I'm sure he cried when he was hungry, when he needed attention. I'm sure he looked like other babies. And Joseph worried over him like all before fathers had done. And Mary calmed him and the baby down. But there was something special, something holy about this night. You could feel it. You could even hear it, like the echo of an angel choir carried on the wind to that dusty stable just outside of town.
Glory.
Yet, for some, the angel choir was not necessarily an echo of joy. It was more like, well, an earthquake. Here they come now, shepherds of all people, thought to be the lowliest of society. Isn't it just like God to choose the most humble to be the first to hear of the announcement of the arrival of his son?
What a glorious night.
What a terrifying night, you mean?
No, it was a beautiful night.
It was an angel army, and I thought we were the enemy.
But the angel said, do not be afraid.
And you were hiding behind the tree.
But he brought us good news.
That none of us understood.
But a Savior's been born.
Here, in Bethlehem.
A baby in a stable.
Ah, yes, our new king, born in a place that smells like us.
Then why did you come?
Who says no to an angel?
And the child?
Just another baby.
Is that why you fell on your knees?
Everyone else fell to their knees. I just joined them.
But is that why you're telling everyone that we meet what has happened?
It's just, perhaps, if I tell others, maybe I won't forget about this feeling.
Feeling?
The feeling that we were in a holy place, that we were in the very presence of God.
It was a terrifying night.
It was a glorious night.
With angelic chorus.
just as God had sent his heavenly host to call the shepherds to worship, he also ordered the heavens to proclaim Christ's birth. A wondrous beacon, a spectacular star, guided scholars from the east, so they sought the newborn king. These wise men traveled from great distances, bringing gifts to honor the Christ child, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Over the shifting sands and the barren lands they came, seeking, hoping, knowing.
Traveler's chains on a journey that lasts.
And this is Advent, that sovereign God came to earth to live among sinful man. But just as he came 2,000 years ago to redeem his nation Israel, he comes today to redeem us. The Bible says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." Please join me as we repeat John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This remains the promise, the hope of his coming today. If you allow Jesus to come into your heart by faith, accepting him as God's gift, if you believe he was born to die so that your sins might be forgiven, and if you confess that he reigns as Lord of your life, he promises to become your Savior. Please don't leave here tonight without asking Jesus to come to you. There has never been a message more extraordinary, more eternally significant than this. Jesus Christ came to earth to redeem us, and he is coming again to reclaim us as his own. The return of Christ to earth is the promise of our hope for our tomorrows. As we anticipate his second coming, let's anticipate, let's train our hearts today to look for what God is doing in the circumstances around us. Let's allow him to use us today to respond with justice and love and mercy. Let's determine today to walk humbly with our God as we extend forgiveness, generosity, grace, and trust. Let us live each day as if this might be the moment when he comes again to reign as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Even so, Lord Jesus, come.
As his mother held him close.
Titus chapter 2 says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, while we wait for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus."
Holy is the Lord. And one day, that babe who was born in the manger 2,000 plus years ago, who died on the cross, was resurrected, will return. But this time, he won't return as a baby. He'll return as the ruling Lord and Master of the universe. And that's why every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Thank you, choir, for blessing us tonight. A fantastic job. And I think one of the prettiest renditions of the Christmas story that you've ever done. Thank you again for blessing us. And thank you, Tim and Debbie, for all the work that they put in. Would you let them know we appreciate that? And Matthew did such a good job. We have never seen Matthew cleaned up like this before. I want you to know he just did a great job there. And you are a great audience tonight to hear this story. Now I want to just say something. They've got one more song here in just a moment that they're going to leave us with. But before they do that, I want to just say this to you. If you're here tonight and you've never put your trust in Jesus Christ, I want to urge you to do that. He is not a way to God. He is the only way to God. Jesus said before he left, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me. And when he said that, when he said the way, in the Greek, that's what we call the definite article. It means the only way. Not one of many ways, as we sometimes hear in our world today. Jesus said, I'm it. He says, I'm the gate, and no one enters through any other kind of gate. And if you've never trusted Christ, please, by all means, call on him tonight. You know how you do that? In your heart, you can cry out to him. You can say something like this, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into the world. Thank you for dying for my sins on the cross. I know I'm a sinner. And I know I need you, and I receive you and invite you to come into my life and be my Lord and Master and Savior. And I want to tell you something. You may have never prayed before, but if you pray that prayer, I can assure you on the authority of his word that he hears it. You know what he said? But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. As many as received him. And he said this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, will be saved. So if you've never trusted him tonight, I hope you'll make that prayer in your heart and then grab one of us afterwards and say, I prayed that prayer. I called out to Christ. I put my trust in him, and he has changed me, and he will. He's promised. And then we'd love to help you get moving in the right direction. So by all means, let us know about your decision. Now, in the days ahead, again, there's going to be a number of things going on in this place, and I want to invite you to them. And next Sunday morning, I'm going to bring a Christmas message, as I do each year. And now, if you have a church, you need to go to your church. But if you do not, I want to invite you to join us here at Ridgecrest. And then next Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, our contemporary worship team will be bringing another Christmas special in music. And I hope you'll join us for that. Then each year on Christmas Eve, we have a great time getting together for just an hour, 6 to 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve in this room. I invite you to join us for that. And if you want to, if you'd like to, even if you're not a member of Ridgecrest, you'd like to go caroling. We're caroling throughout the community, as I said earlier, this coming Wednesday night. And we'd love to have you go with us and bless a whole bunch of people. We're glad that you are here tonight. Again, I hope you've been encouraged. I hope you've been inspired a bit. I hope you've been filled again with the celebration of the birth of our Savior. So thank you for joining us this afternoon. They've got one more song for us, and then after that, you're dismissed. All right? God bless you. Brother Tim, you guys come.
With this musical presentation during this Advent season, this year it's our prayer that Jesus would reveal himself to you just like he did that first Christmas.
God breaks through the darkest night, bringing hope to all creation, pouring out His love with His might. God with us on the earth, rejoice and